Okay, in Simchot Tzadik Hei, we're up to Sif Gimel. We already learned the Mechaber, and we're up to the Ramah. We're talking about the Archakais of Baal Vishtainida during meal time. And as I mentioned last week, there are four Archakais. The first is the one that the Mechaber mentioned, the Chi of Heker. The second is going to be in this Ramah and the following Mechaber, the Din of Shurei Meichel. The third is going to be in Taz Beis, the Din of Kaira Achas. And the fourth, later in Sif Yud, the Halachas of Mezigas HaKais, of a man or a wife pouring drink or setting food out for the other. So there are four distinct Isurim. A subject for the moment is Shiurei Kais and Shiurei Meichel. And here we have a very interesting twist, if you pay careful attention to the Ramah and then the Mechaber, a little out of order. Usually we have the Mechaber's opinion first and the Ramah's opinion second. If you look in Siv Gimel, it's a little unusual. The Mechaber talked about Heker, the fact that a husband and wife eating at a table need a Heker between them. The Ramah, the beginning of the Ramah in Siv Gimel says, this which we need a hefsik, a heker between them, that's if they don't eat from the same plate when you're tar. Now, I don't know which society or which culture this was. There was apparently a plate shortage, and it was normal for husband and wife to eat from a single plate. I don't know if anybody here does this.
Doesn't mean always or occasionally, like, you know?
Derech. The word derech. My father told me, if I recall correctly, that in their house, at the Shabbos Suda, you took your plate, you had it upside down, you ate the fish on the bottom of the plate, and then you turned it straight side up and had your meat on the bigger side of the plate. That's the soup, I don't know. The soup in the hands, yeah. So, I don't know. The Ramah here is talking about an unusual situation. Doesn't come up, to us at least, where they ate from one kaira normally, and now it's enough of ekati from two. This is v'chein noyagin. Okay. A bowl of olives, and that's the whole meal. The whole meal is just something in the middle. That could be. Well, there are things in a serving plate which we're going to talk about, but here it seems like the meal was from one kaira. Maybe they put out, there was a that type of meal where they just put things out in the middle. Maybe that's the situation that it's talking about. Okay, we're gonna talk. In effect, we're gonna talk about that. Let's see the end of the Ramah, and here you have to focus that the end of the Ramah and the next Mechaber are connected. Why it's here, I don't know. Yesh Aimrim, the Ramah says there are those who hold Sha'asa Loi Lechal Mishurei Meichel Shala, that a man is not allowed to eat his wife's leftovers. Just like you're not allowed to drink what's left in her cup, so too you're not allowed to eat what's left in her plate, the Shurei Meichel Shala. And then the Mechaber says, Lo Yishta Mishurei Kaisha Shasehi. We have to know that Mechaber, right? Mechaber Sif Dalit says the original Isser, that you're not allowed to drink what's left in her kais. And during Nida. This old Hakok is during the time of Nida. And the Ramah says that just like it's awesome, Shurei Kai Shala, Shurei Meichel Shala are awesome as well. I should add that the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, doesn't agree that Shurei Meichel is awesome. He says, well, Beferish and Beis Yosef, there's only awesome Shurei Kai Shala and not Shurei Meichel Shala. And even the Ramah, if you look in the Ramah, what's his source? Motzah B'Kuntris Dilchas Nida. If you look in the Ramah, seems to be an unusual source. Motzah B'Kuntris Dilchas Nida. Got a hold of Rabbi Yaida's book. Okay. So he found it in the Kuntris. That's why he writes it there.
Okay, I'm not, I don't mean to make a fuss over it. I'm just saying in the derech of learning it, it's a little...
And he's making a comparison to Shira Kreis.
Okay. I didn't...
Rebbe, does this mean the Maisa for Ashkenazim, if she has leftover food in her plate and she puts it into a different plate, she can take from that?
So that's what we have to discuss. We have to discuss the Gedarim of Shiurei Meichel Shalah. What it means exactly, she has leftover food that you're not allowed to eat it. Does it help if you put it into a different plate? It's only us or in her plate. So this is something we're going to discuss shortly. But the right now we're just learning the aside of the Isser. And the Shachin Ches says that this is stronger Makar than just the Kuntra Sechad. He says, Lefisha Rabadak, it might be cousin in Zeb, Shem Kuntra Shamatza. Since the Ramah attributes this to a kuntras he found, which is not a chashava source, I can't cause it in zeh b'shem yeshayim. Aval, if he has died, he says the shach, I guess maimini b'shem re'em, u'mardachai, v'agudav reikeach, perakamid shabbos, b'shem arash. This rash is presumably Rabbeinu Shimshon, Ashkenazic Rashba. Shemehem makar haidina, which is the source of this din, l'kamas evdalit, lo yishter b'shem rekash, shasas shamuch, l'edya, koshke shalyach, l'mishurim makhla shalot. Adarabba, shtia nilmad mi'achila. The Shach says that fakert shtia is learned from achila. That eating his leftovers is aser, and shtia also. Not like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says this is only kais. And he said, and the Ramah holds, the Shach holds the tikkun is shirei
meichel shalom. What
shirei meichel?
I mean, the piece of meat, is from
part meat, or the piece of meat is left on the plate? All right, so this is the big question. What's called shirei meichel shalom? She has two blintzes on her plate, she eats one, and I'll eat the other blintz. So that's the question, what the Gedarim of Shirei Meichel might be. So there are two things to look at before we go to the Tshuvas of the Achray. The first is the Ramah and Siv Dalet. Layishta Mishurei Kaisha Shasahi was the Mechaber and Siv Dalet. Imlai Shemafsik Adam Acher Beinayim. Unless someone else drinks in between. So she drinks, someone else drinks, and then you drink, that's mutter. Oi, and this is important, oi shahurak mekoize al kois acher afilu hozer le kois rishon. If it's poured into a different cup, it's mutter. Let me point out. Here we have, for the first time in Issa, that's only in one direction. A woman's allowed to drink the shirei kois of her husband. Husband makes kiddush, she drinks, she's allowed to drink from that kois. A woman is allowed to drink mishiurei kais shoshas hu, but a man is not allowed to drink from the shiurei kais of a woman. That's this harchaka, not to drink what's left. However, if she leaves stuff, she leaves drink in the cup, and you pour it into a different cup, so the Ramah says that it's mutter. Now here, it should follow logically that by leftover food. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said in Sif Gimel that the din of leftover food is just like the din of leftover drinks. Well, if leftover drinks, it helps to pour it into a different cup. So then leftover food, it certainly should help to put it into a different plate. It should certainly be something that's mutter. That follows logically from what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Meisha, in the Igus Meisha, makes a Hagdara in this din, in the first volume of Igros Maisha, Simin Tzadik Aleph, and again in the Chelek Gimel Simin Yud, Oba'ol Yerdeya, right. He says, it depends. It depends on the food. Certain foods you would eat if anybody left it over. And there were two blintzes on a plate, and someone ate one, so to take the other blintz, most people would not be a mafunik about. But if a woman... is eating a portion of chicken and it's half eaten up, and then I don't know if you would eat that rest of a half eaten piece of chicken from your wife, but you certainly wouldn't eat it from anybody else. I guess if you love your wife enough, you would eat the other half of the, I guess if you love the chicken enough, so you know, it depends what it is. You know, if you have a So Rav Moshe writes as a Hagdara that it depends if it's a type of food which, because of the Chiba, a person only eats leftovers from his wife, he says, then it's aser, even if you switch plates, even if you write it and put it into a different plate. And if it's something that you would have from anyone, then it's mutter, then it's totally mutter, even in the same plate. We'll have to see the Taz in a minute. And he gives us an example. He says, as an example, a roll. He says, if a woman ate half a roll, so Ramesh's estimation of people is you wouldn't eat half a roll from anybody else. From your wife, you would. So that's kiba. And that is us. It doesn't have to put it in a different plate. But if it's a challah, someone cut a slice from a challah, so anybody you would take the next slice of challah. So even if someone had a challah on her plate and she cut off some and then she left it over, so you're allowed to eat it. This is his example.
Women don't now, eat like men. They don't take bites. They take off a piece and eat that and leave the rest there.
Well, breaking off a piece is the same. It doesn't have to take a bite.
No, I'm saying, but one would be more inclined, rather if she put it in her mouth, not to take it, as opposed to if she broke off a piece.
Yeah, yeah. But even if you take a fork and knife and you cut off a piece, like I said, somebody has a portion of chicken and he doesn't bite into it. He takes off a piece. Most people wouldn't eat it from other people. So, in yeshiva, they realized at one point that the chocolate pudding was being made, that the shagas, when you returned your tray, all the half-drunk, they have these small containers of milk, people drink from it. So the guy was pouring the leftover milk into a bucket and throwing it out, so everyone thought he didn't want the garbage to leak. And finally, somebody realized that that's what they were making the chocolate pudding from. So there was an abundance of chocolate pudding left over the following meal. There are certain things you don't want from someone else, and certain things that you're not so makbid. Now here we have to see Taz Beis. As I said before, we get to the Achrayim. The Taz here seems to give us a new din, a din of Kaira Achas. Taz Beis, Bekaira Achas, Hetiku Beprisha, Umari Chamizal, that's the Bach, Lashin Zah, the following Lashin. Oidri Isi Shtus Gadl, I saw a foolishness, Sheminatchin Chatiches Ketanais, Bekaira Achas. So imagine you have a piece of schnitzel, a piece of cutlet. So they cut it into a lot of little pieces. Who night the lachas? We night the lachas. I gemar achila. So he takes a piece. She takes a piece. He takes a piece. She takes a piece. And that's how they're eating. V'shivish gadol hu. The pshita, the choshev achila. That's pashit. That's called achila from one kaira. Akan l'shayne. V'hu gam sefer marshal. That there's an iser of eating from the same plate, even though it's cut into separate pieces, and each person is taking a separate piece. Nevertheless, there's an iser of eating b'kaira achas. Avo mekamak emashma. Avo mekamak emashma. Kshemesim in kairim chatiches gedailos. When you have a serving plate that the whole family uses. Kedera shemesim b'kedera. B'chol echad noitel min ha-kairo meislam lefonav ha-kli miyuchid. V'echol mishamein b'zeh iser. Kim de'en achila miyabili k'chosim ha-kairo. Since he's not taking directly from the kairo, putting into his mouth, shaloi chagami, so as I said, they're separate isurim. There's the isur of Shirei Michael and Shirei Kais, which is the Mechaber and the Ramah. And there's the isur of Kaira Achas, eating from one plate, which is what it says here in the Taz. Now what's interesting is that Rav Maisha again throws in his Hashara here. Someone asked him a question. And this is in Arachayim, in Yardaya Aleph, Simin Tzadik Beis, the following simin from the one I quoted earlier. He said, 1 minute, Taz Beis is a steward to Taz Aleph. In Taz Aleph, it talked about using a loaf of bread as a hecker between a husband and a wife. And the Taz said, Nira davka g'shein oich lama oisei lechem. You can use a loaf of bread as a hecker between you if you're not eating from that piece of bread. Ven shoysem oisei kanka. And you're not drinking from that bottle. So somebody asked Rav Moshe that from here we see that you could drink from the same bottle, husband and wife. There's no issue of a kaira achas.
So it could be he's drinking first, you're drinking second, you see a lot of drink from the same. So to that, Rav Moshe responded with the same rule that he says for Shiurei Meichel. He says, when do we say you're not supposed to drink from, eat from the same plate, or drink from the same bottle? That's if it's something that only husband and wife do mishum chiba. But let's say it's something that anybody does, so then it doesn't apply. And he gives an example. He says, if you have a can of soda, so again, Rav Moshe's Hashara is that you wouldn't drink a can of soda that someone else was drinking from. You wouldn't take it. Probably depends who. Depends the age of the boys. A certain age, they don't hesitate. But the question is, if someone else drinks from a can of soda, would you take it and drink from them? So Rav Moshe says, you wouldn't do it. If you do it by your wife, it's nechiba. It's because you don't mind by your wife. So that Rav Moshe puts as a hagdara for kaira achas. Now there's a tremendous nafkamina in this case. Let's say you're sitting at a table and there's a bowl of popcorn, of potato chips, in the middle of the table. So by what it says here in the Taz, a husband and wife would not be allowed to eat in the kaira achas. They can't both eat from the bowl of popcorn. Well, there's a plate of cookies. You can't both eat from the plate of cookies. Now, what you could do is take it and put it on your own plate. Each person can take it and put it on his own plate. That he says, if you use it as a serving plate, it's mutter. But popcorn, usually don't put in your own plate. Usually, people take it and eat it. So, according to what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Taz, that should be awesome. Rav Moshe writes Befeirush in his Tshuva that he holds that that's mutter. Because his Hagdara is this Hagdara that it's only Osir. It's funny that he says it both by Shurei Meichel and by Kaira Achas, that the Hagdara of Kaira Achas is only something when it's Bivnei Chibas Ishmi Ishtai that they would eat this way. But otherwise not.
Why is it different in the beginning of the Tathirus Katanis? He takes one, she takes one.
It's not Shurei Meichel, it's Kaira Achas. So Rav Moshe holds that issur is only by something a man does only with his wife. Not something a man would do with anybody. His is a lashon. He's going on this lashon of the Taz. And I'm reading now from Chelek Aleph. Gam istaver, she issa Kaira Achas. Only things that it's the derech that by two people you put it in a separate plate. Then it's awesome. Either you take it from there and you put it in your individual plate. But it came, she just didn't end up eating all her pieces. So Rav Moshe holds that this a kairach is Shurei Meichel is only in such a case. He writes, Tov lahachmir lika chais in the kairachas. Tov lahachmir to put it into a separate plate. But in the Ikashuras Hadin, Rav Moshe holds these Isurim are only applied to that type of an Isur, which is that type of a behavior, which is a behavior miuchedes between Ish and Ishtai. It's logical, the question whether it fits into exactly what it says here in the Lashon. I guess there could be different opinions on the matter. But in the Etzem Din, that's Rav Moshe's Chiddush. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So let's, if you want, that's the end of the Ramah. The end of the Ramah in Sif Dalet discusses this. I didn't finish the Ramah. The first says, Mshasa, listen to this case. She drank from a bottle or from a cup. He's not aware of it. So he comes home and there's a soda bottle with some soda in it. And he doesn't know she drank from it. He's not allowed to. It's her leftovers. She doesn't have to tell him. Why doesn't she have to tell him? Because there's no chiba. If he doesn't know she drank from it, there's no chiba. So there's no iser. I mentioned this earlier. This is a one direction iser. And she's allowed to drink from his leftovers. She drank and went away. When she's not here, it doesn't mean he doesn't love her, but he means there's no chiba in drinking. You don't get so carried away that if she's not here, then it's going to show any sense of chiba. Interesting, Pisrei Tshuva Vav, I'm Tshuva Siyad Aliyo, B'isha Nida Sheharecha Tabak Kamoichatzi Kli, she smoked half a cigarette, Mutalabayla Lahariya Chamayser, this is Eloidami Lachila. You got that? She smoked half a cigarette, half a pipe, so you're allowed to smoke the rest. No chiba, like a peace pipe. Yes. This was. There were no other reasons. It was kosher and it was a magola and the whole thing. Yeah. If he says it, he says it. You're right. Now this din of smoking from the same cigarette, so we all know only the men smoke, not the women, so we don't have the issue. But it's important in halacha because people ask about other things, using the same chapstick, same toothbrush. So it seems here what the Ramah say, what the Pesachei Tshuva is saying, is that Dailon u'mashosru chazal, there's certain achokas chazal made. They said eating is also, smoking is not eating. So Mamela, it's not included in the Isser, and all other things are not apparently not included in this type of Isser. Yeah, I'm not talking about Moshe. Yeah. Well, you also can't smoke on Shabbos. You know, it's there are a lot of other Isser, right? Logistically, how do you give the cigarette?
Yeah,
I have to ask some people to smoke. Maybe it's a pipe. Put down the pipe. Yeah. All right, the. All right, this is the basic din. There's something in Digris Moshe that I don't understand. Rav Moshe in Shuvat Tzadik Beis, Rav Moshe writes that when you have a tub of butter, I should read his words. The way I understood what he's saying is that when you have butter, and the woman took butter and she made it on a piece of bread, and there's some butter left on the knife, and put it back. So Rav Moshe, the words say that you're not allowed to use that butter. That's her shiurei meichel. That's her leftover butter. He says, everyone takes Misham Chemal and Marecha Chetichas Apas Shaloi. Everyone takes some butter to smear on his bread. First he says Sheish Lahatir Medina. He says that it should be Mutter Mikir Hadin. Shemishtamish Glecher Bintayim. One second. But he says to take from the same tub of butter is mutter, no problem. Avo bechema she yishtayir achema ala pas vein derech laniach hapas hamuruch bechema bekayres achema yesh lahatir. Alright, he says avo mekomokon yofu lahachmir b'zeh mishum shenira kitzas kemekayra achas. He says what's left over, I have to read this lashon more clear, I'll repeat it. He says to take from the same tub of butter is mutter. Avol, help me with the lashon. Mechema sheyishtayer hachema al hapas. Vein derech laniach hapas hamaruach bechema bekayres hachema. Yesh lahatir. Avol mekama kem yafu lahachmer bezeh. Shenira kitzas kemekayra achas.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's still on the bread. He says, if it's still on the bread, I agree. To scrape the extra off her bread and put it on your bread. Okay. V'gam l'pa'amim eshalavay l'shirei maichol. M'loy nizdahara. V'lokachem aharbe. She wasn't careful. She took a lot of butter. Harbe yaisim etzarcha. V'chzira hachem eshe nis'eres v'hakaf al asak. In la'akaira. And she returned the leftover butter that was on a spoon or a knife. You shouldn't ask her the whole butter because it is chashash, but this he says to say is aser. Anybody would use the butter. So first of all, his own criteria, everyone would use that butter. Could it be that this shuvah was written, they didn't have tubs of butter? What was this written? Remember the old butter, Tavshin Yud Beis, 1952? Anybody old enough?
Yes, I remember.
So they didn't have tubs of butter.
They used to take a paddle, or there was a big butter in their freezer, they scooped it out, and they put it on wax paper, and they took it home.
And at home, you have butter on wax paper. Come on, you were in your 30s then, you don't remember? But was it different? People didn't put butter back once they took it? Yes. But it's not eating. Chazal didn't answer it. The butter? You're talking about the pie. Let's just finish with the butter. This butter is very important. I'm not a big butter eater. We have cream cheese. Should be no different. What? But we always go with what Chazal asked. They asked it. What they didn't ask, they didn't ask it. They have enough reminders that you don't need more. Sim Tzadik Al. Tzadik Al. I'm Tzadik Beis. Yerodea Aleph, Sim Tzadik Beis. There were sticks of butter. You put back what you didn't use. Slice off a square, you put back the leftovers. Maybe that's why. So, maybe Ramesh is talking when they had these little squares of butter. You had a stick, you cut off a square. I don't know. Is it there to put back the leftovers from your little square? It was not. So maybe that's why Ramesh means things that people didn't put back. The chowin spoon. Yeah, what do you do with the chalice? So let me tell you, there's a problem here. The problem is this. To be called Shiurei Michael, she has to start eating. To be called Shiurei Michael, she has a plate full of rice. So she eats half the rice, the rest of the rice is Shiurei Michael. But she didn't start eating yet. That's called Shiurei Michael. She takes over a plate of rice, the plate says, oh, this is too much for me. You put it over the back. She didn't start eating yet. So that would seem not to be Shirei Meichel. And that's the way butter normally works. Before you start eating, you shmei your butter and you go by. See, I'll tell you what the problem is. Let's say she smears butter. A woman takes a piece of bread, smears butter on it, and then she decides she doesn't want to wash. Am I allowed to eat that bread? It's not Shirei Michael Shalom. She didn't start eating. So that's why it's hard to understand what Ramesha means here with the Chema. I'm talking about the Din of Shirei Michael. Din of Shirei Michael. Is that Shirei Michael Shalom? It's hard to follow. What's the difference? A knife doesn't make things awesome.
She keeps on spreading it. When she's finished, she puts it back in the tub. Then I understand. If it's a serving knife, I understand there's no meat.
If it's a serving knife, it's oimit to be put back. So I don't know. It's funny because Ramesha really is saying two coolas. He's saying Shirei Michael is only also things that achiba ish lo yishtei. Kairachas is only also things that you don't do with everybody. And therefore he's mekel on a popcorn bowl or even though he says taiv la'achmir, but he's mekel mikaredi. But this thing with the butter, very hard to understand what he means unless the society was different. He's talking about some other... like I said, I was written in 52. They didn't have whipped butter, you know, in the thing. So they had it some other way. It could be things were somehow different. What?
Could be
Maybe they finished eating, they smeared the extra butter. Maybe. I don't know. Hard to understand. Okay, so this is the halachas here of Shirei Michael. And okay, oh, there's another Pisli Tshuva, the Masas Binyamin. A Pisli Tshuva, hey, that's a hey, yeah. The Kaira Bifnei Atzma, I am Ber Heitiv, of course it has. I am Tshuva's Masas Binyamin, Bemta Tshuva, Shekasa, Bafilo Bekaira Acha Shari Lechol, Im Gam Bidei Abayis, Oichlin Imohem, Bekaira Zu, Deim Lechol, Hefzik Odl Mizeh. So even if you hold eating from a popcorn bowl directly to your mouth without putting it in a separate plate, is Osir. We're eating from a tray of cookies. If you hold it's osur, but there are other people at the table, and everyone's taking from there and eating it directly to their mouth without putting it down, so then it's mutter. Dein l'chayev segad l'mizeh. You have other people eating it. Makam okay. Rabim heima machmirim shol lechol b'kaira echad afilu im b'nei habayis umedina ein lesar v'lo nimsis is abar b'shum duchta ach machmirim yafayis im b'sachamar. Those who are machmir are being careful. Mikaradin, if you have a serving, now I'm not talking about a serving plate where you put it into your own plate, that the Taz said is mutter. A serving plate where you take it directly into your hand and into your mouth, like a bowl of popcorn. So he says, Mikaradin, it's mutter because everybody, there are other people doing it as well. That's the Masas Binyamin. Well, in Yizdaiti, the Pesach Tshuva says about the Masas Binyamin, the Davkal Shulchan Echad Yeshmokim Lahatir Bezeh. Afim gam kshi tahira heim oichle mekayir b'fnei atzma. Mekomakim shgam b'nei abayis oichle nimayim odif meheker. So he says it's true that regarding a heker, when there are other people there, you could be meikul. Avim mekayir achas medini yesh lesar. Because of Ramash, osle lechum mishirei meichel shalom. He says that din the other people helps, that helps the heker. But that's not for shirei meichel. Every time one of you takes popcorn, you wait till someone else takes, and then he takes. So that's not practical. So he says to be machmir. So he's maskim that it helps another person for hecker. That if there are other people at the table, you don't need a hecker between the two of you. But he's not maskim that other people help for shiurei for kaira achas. So at least Ramesh is cool about eating the popcorn. Ramesh holds bechalal it's mutter because it's not the derech, because it's the derech to do it with anyone. It's not chibas ishtai. But certainly, if there are other people, it could be meikol. What?
The very fact that other people taking
shows not as derech chiba, not chinami. So it would seem to be mutter. Yeah, lemaisa, if you're home eating from a bowl of popcorn, one of you should put it on a plate. You don't need both of you. But at least one of you should take it, put it on the plate. It's not shirei machol shalom if you put it on a plate. It's easy to do at home. What happens when you're driving and you have a bag of popcorn? I mean, really what you got to do is she can eat your leftovers. You can eat hers. So you have to eat your heart's desire and then she can start eating. Yes. Couldn't eat from the plate.
No, but
you mean, I'm sorry, you mean a half-eaten piece of meat.
In that big plate everyone shares. If you know that's her piece, you couldn't touch. But there's rice, fine pieces.
It doesn't have to be the same piece. Let's say rice, of all separate pieces. So Shirei Michael, even though she didn't cut a piece of rice in half, but part of the portion... This is tshuva, what they're talking about is eating from one kaira at a time that there are other people eating there as well. He says if someone else takes in between, it doesn't mean one piece. Alright, let's move on to Sif Hei. Sif Hei, La Yeshev B'mita Ham Yucheh Deslo Afilu Shloi B'faneha. It's also for a man to sit on his wife's bed, afilu shalai befaneha, even if she's not there at the time. On this, the Taz and Shach have a disagreement. The Shach holds a Shach Yud, lo yeshev habach chaylik, the dafka lishkev sham, dafka to lie down, velishon kisha poishe begadav, and to go to sleep as one goes to sleep at night, huda asr av yeshiva baal mekshu lavish begadav ein beyis. The Shach paskins like the Bach, that sitting on your wife's bed is mutter. It's only lying down in the derech of going to sleep that's asr. The Taz disagrees with his father-in-law. He says that like the Mechaber, there's the Issa Yeshiva, and here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Mechaber and the Taz, that even sitting is asr. The Chavos Das, the Sidrei Tara, paskin like the Shach and the Bach, that only Shkiva is asr. So it's a hard thing to say a psak. You have Gedolim on both sides of the aisle. Darach HaShulchan makes a sort of a pshara. He says bifaneha, when she's there, you should be machmi even on sitting, and shaloi bifaneha, you could be mekel on sitting. All right, I don't have this big taivet to sit on my wife's bed anyway, so we just machmir about sitting. There is a kula in Pischei Tshuva Tes.
What about her?
Oh, we'll see that in a minute. 1 second. Shaloi bifaneha. Pischei Tshuva Tes says nira pashitim eino beir klal mutter. If she's not in the city, then it's mutter. If she's in, it's a kula for going to the mountains in the summer. She's in the mountains. You're here, so you have this kula. You're allowed to sit on her bed and presumably even sleep on her bed. If she's shalai be'ir, then the isser doesn't apply. Okay, so this is a din in his sitting on her bed. Now what about she in his bed? Is she allowed to go into his bed? So Taz Vav, I'll trouble you to turn the page. In the second half of Taz Vav, the third narrow line in our print, in Mark's print, it's not the third narrow line, but I don't know which one. It says Vekoshkein, Yeshiva B'mita Shalah, Dikrativinira, the Koshkein who, Shehi Loi Sisham B'mita Shalai, Diyesh Tvei Hir, B'shachva Uvekuma. Ava Yeshiva Ba'alma Mutullah Al-Mita Shalai, Diloi Margol Alei. Because she's not Margol him to an Aveira Kainer Ali. He says, her in his bed, so that is the Issa Shechiva, but no Issa Yeshiva. Even though the terms. What?
She's
asked to sleep in his bed, in front of him. No, he means, he lo sishim b'mita shalai. She should not sleep in his bed. Yesh tveir. He margalala means if a man sits in his wife's bed, it might be ma'ir machshavis. See, he might start something and come to lidei iser. It's not the teva of a woman to start the relationship. So for a woman to do something that's ma'ir the chiba of the husband is aser. For a woman to do something that's ma'ir her own chiba, that's not aser because he lay margalala. She doesn't usually start the intimacy. Okay. She's not margul him to an aveira. She's not the one that gets him to do the aveira. Right. It causes, when she's in his bed, it's aser, because it causes him to have irurim in my comely day yeser. But yeshiva not. So the fun of should be mutter, according to this. Should be mutter. So if he comes home, so she's not doing it. I mean, you're making Xerox, you might come home. Maybe.
No.
He
found out.
Find out. I don't know, you know, in Lanu Elamash, Abra Chazal. I don't know. All right, so this is an Isser, Mita Shalah, Mita Shalai. Let's move on to the Ramah. Va'asa Leishev al Safsal Aruch. You're not allowed to sit. I'm sorry, turn back to the Rama. Also leishev al sifsel safsel aroshim isnadedes. It's also to sit on a bench that shakes. Now it says even a long bench. It means no chashash you're going to touch her, or she's going to touch you. But you feel each other's movement on the bench, a bench that's shaky. Veinu mechuberes lekaisel, it's not attached to the building. K'sheishtei nida yeshevas alav. V'yeshmatirin k'shadam achar masik v'yeshe b'neim. So an example of this would, I guess, be going into a rowboat, a motorboat, a small boat, where it's misnandedes, you feel each other's movement. So that's aser. There's an adam acher masik v'yeshe b'neim, so then it's mutter. But be'etzem, sitting in a place where you feel each other's movement, is aser. In a soft couch, where if you sit close to each other, you can feel the movement of the other person. So that's included in this geder of iser. So it doesn't say. It's interesting. Why do you put something between you? So it doesn't say clearly in halacha that putting something between you is a heter. It says that a person sitting between you is a heter. It's not clear that an object between you is mutter. Now this comes up when people go in a car. So the generations got better. 30 years ago, the front seat of a car had one seat. Nowadays, because of these harchakis, they divide it into separate seats now. Should be no problem. And there's no problem of a saslam is not there. That's, although back seats are still often one seat. In the minivans, they're not. That's why I see poor people have minivans. They shouldn't have it. But I think in the fancy cars, they have one seat in the back. I don't know. So they have one seat in the back. So again, if you don't feel each other's movement, there's no iser. Shaila is, you know, when you get a ride with someone home from a wedding. So he's with his wife in the front, your wife in the back. You can sit separately. As they get to the car, you find out he offered someone else a ride. You're not so comfortable telling him to sit between you and your wife. You know, your wife, it's not going to be my rechiba, that's for sure. So the shaila is what to do. So Ramesha has a very big chiddush in his tshuva about the car. I think it's in Chelek Beis. Simen Ayin Zayin, Yeridei Chelek Beis. He has tremendous chiddush. He says that when it says in the Ramah, a safsel hamisnadedes is aser, if it's not mechubal lekaisel, that if it is mechubal lekaisel, it's mutter even if it's misnanedes. How to explain this? He says if it's connected to the kaisel, so that's not a keli that chazal aser. That's mutter even though it shakes. And he says seats that are connected to the chassis of a car, that even though you can feel each other's movements, it's not aser. That's what Moshe writes here in the Gris Moshe. Chiddush Gadol, but I guess b'shas hadchak, a person stuck in an embarrassing situation, that's the eitzah. There's to be simach on that. People say put something between you. Could be there's a marker for it that I'm not aware of. Let's move on to the Ramban Sifei. They can't go on a seesaw. That's correct. Can't go on a seesaw. It's mechubal karka. The seesaw stick lifts off, no? You can adjust it for different weights. Right? Whoever weighs more, you haven't been in the seesaw for a while. It's got these. Oh, yeah? Afraid to get sued, that's why. The chain.
Is there any way in the back seat?
Anyway. I said, if it's a shasat chak, you rely on Ramesha that. But if you're touching each other, that's aser. It has to be roomy. I don't know. B'chein, says the Rama. B'chein lo yelechem ishtoi. I should tell you, if you're the one with the car, you should be sensitive enough that if you're going home, you and your wife and another couple, and you invite someone else, so arrange that, you know, like the men sit in the front, the ladies in the back, or depends who's two and who's three, what? You know how to say that, you know. Makes no sense anyway. I once picked up Rav Palm to go to a wedding, and he insisted that my wife and I sit in the front. He sat in the back. He wouldn't sit in the front. Maybe it depended who. I don't know. Now here's a Ramah. There are two understandings of this Ramah that are opposites. This Ramah, there are those who understand it to be a Kula, and those who understand it to be a Chumra. Look at the Ramah. V'chein, lo yelechem ishtay ba'gola achas v'svina achas. You should not go with your wife in one wagon or one boat. Im haylech rak derech tiyol. If you're going just, now how would you touch tiyol? A trip. You're going to Central Park. You're going for a walk in the park. Don't do it. If you're going on a business trip, that's mutter. Even though it's husband and wife alone. As long as they're not touching each other. What is this Ramah saying? Ramah makes a distinction between a business trip or a trip for a purpose, a shopping trip, as opposed to a teal trip, an enjoyment trip. What is a shopping trip is not enjoyable, no. So the question is, which trip what is the Ramah saying? What's going on here? Yeah, those who understand, this is a kula. It's a kula. It's an isser of sasalam isnadedes. There's an isser on a rickety bench. So that isser is if you're going on an enjoyable trip. But if you have to go someplace for a business trip, for purpose, so then we'll make all on sasalam isnadedes. That's one way of understanding that it's a kula.
This will be a problem with car seats or emergency.
It's like a car. Okay. Maybe the gargola had loose benches on it. I have no idea how it went. The others understand that this is a chumrah. We're not talking about safsalam isnadadas. We're saying that a husband and wife should not go during this time of the month on trips that involve personal trips on personal types of trips, and that a person should not do. It has nothing to do with sasalam isnadas. Sasalam is an iser, and there's a separate hagdara of not going on trips. So it's a little hard to know. If you look in the Trumas Hadeshen, it sounds like the second way. He says his lashon is not to go on trips that involve b'derech chiba, derech oyavim liskabetz yachad. That's his lashon. The Trumas Hadeshen. It's hard to say a clear hachra, but what the place can bring is a distinction between a type of trip that you do with your friends and a type of trip that you do only with your wife. To go out to Prospect Park and take a walk through the woods. Some people like to go hiking, but I mean to go and stroll through the woods. So no man would do it with anybody else. It's only you do it with a wife. So therefore, it's a problem. Someone likes to go to great adventure. So he would do that with his friends too. So doing that with a wife is mutter. It's not an intimate outing. It's just a fun trip, a friend's trip. What? So what's the focus on Agola Vesvina? I don't know. It should have nothing to do with our goal in Svina.
Sounds like you want a separate car to meet
there. I agree. Like I said, in the Badi HaShulchan, in his Bir Halach, he brings those who say, understand it one way, understand it the other way. It's funny here, at the Aruch HaShulchan is the Machmir, the Chafetz Chaim is the Meikel. It's like a little bit of a Hishapkes and how to understand it. But it's hard to know what the Ramah meant. There's no commentary here by any of the Mepharshim. The lemaisa of it, the way the place can bring, including Ramesha, and I saw in the Brisina Rav has a tshuva on this in the Beremesha, that he makes this distinction between an intimate type of outing and an outing that people do. People go to the mall, people, even if they don't need something shopping just for the outing, or something that people do as friends do. So that is, that's not included, even like the Machmirim in this. But to pull over at a lookout and go through a walk, for a walk in the woods. So that's something that's included in the Isser, according to those who understand this to be a chumrah.
But the Isser is to travel that way in one car. There's no Isser going on such a trip. Like Chaim said, you go to two separate cars.
Your point is well taken. the point is well taken. The Ramah seems to be talking about the trip, not about the being there. But what does he mean? Kegoin leganes uperdesim. If they were talking about the trip, what means you're going to Ghana? You say you're going somewhere else. It's a trip. That's aser. Being in Ghana so Pradesim is mutter, and the trip there is aser. So let's say a pleasure trip. Someone's going out. He wants to go for a walk in the woods in Prospect Park. So is it logical that if they go there in separate cars, it's mutter? If they go there in one car, it's aser. That's the question of what this Ramah means. It's not mistaba that going to there together is aser, and being walking, going for a walk there is mutter. A chairlift? You mean the ski lifts? Well, that I don't think anybody does that for a business trip. That's a pleasure trip. So that would be aser. I mean, I think according to everybody. Because it doesn't it shake? I don't know. I can't remember last time I was in one. If it's a regular chairlift, you feel each other's movements on it. It's hanging. No, there was a maisa many years ago when I was dating about a date. They went on a chairlift, and halfway up he felt it was a yichud shaila. He jumped off. It's admirable. He didn't tell her to jump off. You know. He jumped off. Remember the maisa? Remember? What happened to him? He broke his leg? It's a very interesting day. I don't know. They tell me that in the Mir Yeshiva, and Nissen Kaplan, I don't remember. He was older than me then. Nissen Kaplan told the story of somebody that was on a train on a date. Suddenly he realized that in his car there was nobody, just him and the girl. So he said, it's Yichud, Av Israel, Davai Dezor, according to Ramaz Yehark Val Yavar. So he was telling this in the shmooze that the person started climbing out of the window of the train. When he climbed out of the window, in the next car, everyone was waving to him, stop. He says, as long as they're waving to him, it's not yichud, they're looking at him. So he stayed with his head out the window, because I'm doing no tunnels, until the next stop. So he told this story in the shmooze, and everyone afterwards said, yeah, it was him. He was the one on the date, you know, that's how he knows the story. On a stay-at-home vacation, it's okay. The women don't enjoy it, so it's mutter. I mean, look, we're not going to ask them more. You know, there was one, I forgot, I think I remember who. There's somebody who wrote a tshuva years ago, Tasa playing Scrabble, a Monopoly at home with your wife. He said, it's chiba. So, you know, it's enough for Chazal Asard. I quoted last week the crazy place. It's enough, Chazal Asard certain things. It's every time you eat, it's every time you go somewhere, handing things. It's enough of a reminder already. So, you know, to play a game that doesn't violate any of the surim that it says here is mutter, and certainly a game that people play with friends, you're allowed to play with your wife. So there's a certain limit on what Chazal asked and what they didn't ask. A sivav, la'ishin imai b'mita achas, b'mita. Husband and wife are not allowed to sleep in the same bed. Even if each one is wearing his own clothing and they're not touching each other. Shabbos for sure. Yeah.
No, that's
Shabbos Yigim Alamed Beis. Achalimi, Shasaimi. Anyway, back to the. Let's see the Ramah. Doesn't say it's mutter. Leishin of Abita, Afilu Kalach Big Dave, Nagin Zeb. Zer Ramah, Afilu Yeshle, Chol Echad Matzah Bifnei Atzmai. Even if each one has his own mattress, it's still Osir. Velfilm Shaykhim Bebez Mitais, Vamidais Nagin Zubazu. Even if you're in two beds and the two beds are touching each other. So it's also aser. So here, the iser of having a bed side by side is mafurish in the Ramah, having what they call a single bed. It's mutter if you pull the beds apart during the time she's a nida, but experience is that it doesn't excite the women, this type of arrangement. Jewish person either, you know, oh great, and you run, you do the mitzvah, you know, you separate the beds. Usually it doesn't excite the women who anyway feel bad. And the best thing is to start off with separate beds. Question is how far apart the beds have to be, not to be mitachas. So what it says, according to what it says here in the Ramah, as long as they're not touching, if you push it, if you separate them, so they're not touching. I mean, it could be chazanish shir of not touching. I don't know how much that is, but not touching is not touching. There is a shlach hakadosh. The shlach hakadosh. If you feel the movement, it's a chibiyaser. No, it's a chiba to be sleeping in bed without touching. But what the shlach says is a distance that when you flip the cover, it doesn't go onto the other bed. That's his lashon. When you flip it, it doesn't even flip your cover. I get up in the morning, you flip your cover off, it doesn't go on the other bed. Now, how far is that? I don't know. An amma, or I don't know exactly how many inches. Depends how much you flip your covers. But it should be heels. There has to be a certain appreciable difference. So, all right, again, it's a halacha that's mefurish here. Shach yud aleph, miyu. But mita shall eitzah shall binyam mutter sham im ishtai hu b'mitasa if ishtai b'mitasa.
Like a bunk bed.
He says in a mita of wood it shall binyan, it's mutter if his wife is in mitcham im ishtai kama hu b'mitasa if ishtai b'mitasa chinkasa ramal shech. So I don't know exactly what it means. If I recall correctly, of the Sidri Tara says he doesn't know what the Ramah is referring to. What does it say, a bunk bed? It sounds like if it's connected to the building, that it's a mutter. Something like that the Isser is a misnadedes type of Isser. I think the... Well, connected... Well, I'd say connected at least to the building, it would sound like it's a mutter. The Sidri Tara brings it. The Sidri Tara Yud Gimel brings the Shach. Says the Varm Tumuim. Abed Yekasa Ramah. Filum Shechem Beis Mita. Isim Nagin Zebeze Asa. Hasam Nari Nami Mari Bemita Shal Eitz. It would say connected is one thing. It says Eitz or connected. So it's hard to know what the Shach means. The Sidri Tara vibes with the Tzarchi and what he means. The Ein Tikkun Sfarim have a shaila about a bunk bed, him on top and she on bottom, or the reverse. So I don't know. If it doesn't shake, it would see. Right. I don't know. To me, it's no chiba in the being in the top bed and she's in the bottom bed. I don't know. If it shakes, it shakes. If it doesn't shake, it doesn't shake. Okay. Let's move on to Zayin. Oh wait, there's Bischi Tshuva. What? I don't know. In one bed, I don't think it's a heter. I don't know. Pesachim Shuvah Yud Tzarichin Imuta L'Shmaya Kol Zemer Shela. Interesting shaila. Is a woman allowed to sing in the presence of her husband during the time she's a nida? A woman's not allowed to sing in the presence of an erva, of somebody she's asa to. Is she allowed to sing in the presence of her husband when she's asa to him? Me'achad Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Omar Makish Ishanida Leishas Reyehu Rak Di Yichud Shari Shem Da Tera Yida Suga Bashishanim Ishtay Nida to a husband. It's actually more chomer. He came in hand things than Ishas Reyehu except for Yichud. So therefore, from there it would be Masim Keinira Da Asa Da Ishas Reyehu Asur Kavash Kosev Brachas Da Chavdalit Kol Bisha Erva because of a Rosham Pirish Shemaya Chen Kosev Kol HaPaiske Sarachiyah. So he has a tzarechiyin if kol zemer ishtay is mutter. Ramayshin and Tshuva says it's lemaisa it's aser to listen to a woman who is singing, a wife who's singing a zemer. Now I want to add something not well known. First shalach and shulchan aruch. Kol bi isha erva. It's aser to say a pasuk or to say a bracha, or to say a shem Hashem, learn Torah facing an erva. So you know you're not allowed to learn facing an erva. If you're walking in the street, you're coming to shul, you want to say brachas. So the winter is coming, we'll be allowed to say brachas. Right now it's very hard, because there are women pass in front of you, and you can't, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Rav Moshe, when he said Kiddush Levana, used to face the wall. Wherever he was, he would turn to the wall, because erev in front of you, even though my way, far away as it could be, is awesome. So, now that's even an erev hamuteres. Even if your wife is in the house, she's walking around uncovered, which the halacha allows. It says a kimchis, that is a hanhaga taiva for a woman to cover herself everywhere. But shuras hadin, if there's nobody there, just her husband, and certainly during time of the month, it's mutter. She'll have her hair uncovered, part of her body uncovered. It's all mutter. It's mutter. But you're not permitted to say a pasuk facing even an erev hamuteres. The Chazon Ish has a say for a country called Geder Olam. And in Geder Olam, I think it's Perek Vav, he writes about a woman leaving her hair uncovered in the house during the time that they're mutter. He says, Al Pishuras Hadin, it's mutter. But he writes in very strong Lashon, very says it's uncharacteristic of the Chafetz Chaim. He says that a man should scream at his wife if she does it. He says, Hagoba Atzmacha. If she would be wasting all your money, would you scream at her? Don't answer. If she's wasting all your money, would you scream at her? Here, that's what he writes. He says, a man's going to come, Lachameyev Esrim, and he'll figure his brachis that he made a mitzvah. They'll go on the side of the scale that's a mitzvah. And the malach will come, put it on the side of the scale to Nebeira. He made a bracha facing Ishtai with her hair uncovered, or with her body uncovered. And therefore he says, at least that when the husband's home, she should be careful. You know, you make an ashiyata, you walk around the house, you say a bracha, a pasuk. So, it's a problem. Now, I'd like to point out, is the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing about Kol B'Isha Erva. If a woman is singing, let's say you sing Zmiris in the house, and it's not a time of the month she's a nida, she's allowed to sing with you, just you and her in the house, you're allowed to sing Zmiris together. However, you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem, because you're facing an Erva. The Kol Zemer is an Erva. And while she's singing, you sing with her, say Hashem, don't say God's name. And don't sing Psukim. Singing Psukim, a Pasuk is Vaita. You know, say a Pasuk in the presence of an Erva. Now, all the old Tzmiris are not Psukim, right? Hashem HaShabbos, Yem Zemachuba, Tzor Mishalai, Kari Bain. Chazal, Klai Yisrael was always Zohir not to make Tzmiris out of Psukim until the last 100 years, maybe, where it became the style to make Zmiris. Today, almost all the Zmiris are Psukim. I'm a Thakvikim Bechlal on making Zmiris, if you're allowed to make Psukim into Zmiris. But be that as it may, as far as an Erev is concerned, it's something that people are not aware of. That to say a Pasuk or a Shem Hashem in the presence of an Erev is also, even an Erev Amuteres, there's no difference. Even a woman can get her own Erev, is not allowed to make a bracha. She has to cover herself.
But
the Kol B'Isha Erev. It's not Erev to her, it's Erev to you. Her singing. So therefore, while she's singing, you can't say a Pasuk. You can't say Shem Hashem. So you're allowed to say Hashem instead of a Pasuk. But you can't say... Well, I always wonder if a chant is a song. You know, Jack and Jill went uphill to fetch a pail of water. That's a song? I always wondered if that's a song or... What? All right, I'm not sure. A chanting, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's included. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, where he talks about the Inyan Erva, and we're going to get to it very soon in the Brachas Shir on Shabbos. No, playing musical instruments in Halacha, it doesn't say a woman playing a musical instruments is any type of Erva. It's playing an instrument. Okay, so next week we continue from Siv Zayin.